Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, this was Sue on Friday. This was her game plan.
This guy, I was dating him for a year, and he was dating his ex-girlfriend at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And he got engaged to her while we were still dating and broke up with me every Christmas. And they're getting married this weekend. And so I have all the proof that he cheated on her. And so we're going to put it all in an envelope. And right after they get married, one of my friends is going to deliver it to her and so that she's married to him, because I'd rather her get married and see what a loser he is after they're married.
All right, Sue, so the refresher course in Psycho here is that you've tried to tell her before that he's a cheating, lying bastard, but she wouldn't believe you, right?
Yeah.
So you're kind of frustrated by that. And was Melissa right? Like the two of you guys were dating him at the same time?
She dated him first for about 3 years, and then he broke up with her for me, and then he went back with her after I broke up with him, and it was going back and forth.
Yeah, she was
so,
your nemesis, really.
You were the jump off.
After, like, everything that happened this weekend, I guess we really, like, both weren't aware of as much of each other as we thought we were.
Okay. Let's dive right in. What happened?
Well, basically, after I got off the phone with you guys, one of the groomsmen called me, and he asked me if I was on the Burt Show, because he knew everything that had happened, because he's good friends with my ex.
Oops,
and yeah. I kind of just laughed it off, and he was like, well, if it was you, he was like, I think she deserves to know, and I think you should go, and you should do it. He's like, but I think you should know that she has no idea that you guys were still in contact that whole year. When I messaged her to tell her everything, he actually got on her Facebook and erased it and blocked me so that I couldn't talk to her. And he just said, you know, I think that maybe you should go to the rehearsal dinner instead so she still has a chance to call off the wedding, because it could have been you, because he kind of just basically flipped the coin to decide who he was going to marry. And
wow.
So it could have been you.
Whoa.
Did that make you feel better or worse about it?
It made me feel really bad for her, because I've known about it since, the day after Thanksgiving, kind of, and she doesn't have any idea, and she's been planning a wedding with this guy that she thought loved her, and I just feel really bad for her. So I thought about it, and actually, when I remember Jen saying, you know, you're taking out all your anger on her, and that kind of, like, sunk in, and so I decided that it would be best if I went to the rehearsal dinner instead of doing it after she already married him.
Wow. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And
that's good.
So he told me to text him when I was almost there, and he told me where the rehearsal dinner was. So me and two of my sorority sisters, like, got ready, and we, you know, were driving down there, and I texted him, and I was 5 minutes away. And when I pulled into the parking lot, her sister was waiting for me in the parking lot.
All right, hold on. Before we go any further, who is the he that you're talking about? The groomsman that's called you? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So she's got sort of
not the boyfriend.
She's got a spy on the inside.
Okay, so it's the groomsman that called you after the show on Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so when I showed up, her sister was waiting for me in the parking lot. And she just kind of was like, I heard you have something you want to tell my sister. And I was like, yeah. And I just handed her the information, and we walked in, and we went into, like, a separate room where no one would be able to see us. And she took about 25 minutes to go through everything. And she was just in shock, and she kind of teared up, and she apologized to me. And I was like, I'm so sorry that both of you had to go through this.
Whoa.
And basically, like, the proof that was, like, the icing on the cake was the fact that he asked my dad for permission to marry me. So my mom put him in our Christmas card. And so, yeah, he was in our Christmas card. And so she saw the Christmas card, and she was just like, was this taken on Thanksgiving? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, he was at our Thanksgiving, too. So
Busted.
Wow.
So the sister at this point isn't mad at you. She's not like, I'm going to kick your ass if you tell my sister. She was almost like, you've got to tell my sister, because she has no idea.
Wow.
So she went and got her mom, and her mom, like, didn't take as long to look through stuff. She apologized to me. And,
oh, boy.
Yeah, wow. She said that she was sorry, and she kind of had a feeling that something was going on, and So she was like, could you, she's like, I don't want to do this here, but could you meet us at our house after the rehearsal dinner? And I was like, well, you know, I gave you all the information that I don't really want to, like, be, like, I don't think it's appropriate. And she's like, no, she's going to want, the bride's going to want to talk to you, so you need to come. And so me and my friends got something to eat, and then she called me, and she's like, can you come over? And we went over to her house.
I bet, and it sounds like she had been warning, they, you know, like the family didn't like him from the start, and the mother just needed, because one of the reasons that she wanted her to come is because she's not going to believe me. Even if I have it here, she's going to think, Mom, quit running my life, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, he had broken up with her for me before, so they knew about me, and so they kind of knew that, I don't know, but when I got there, she got up, and I thought she was going to hit me, and she just gave me a hug and started crying.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Really?
And she's like, you know, he sat there and told me you were a psycho and that you were making all this stuff up because we had mutual friends, so she would hear stuff through mutual friends. And she's like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, he's on his way over now because he's going to talk to both of us, and he's going to explain to both of us what's going on.
Wow.
Hold on, I got to take all this in. It's all so dramatic.
You're rushing through so much of this.
Yes. This is such an amazing story. Okay, so you guys finally see face to face, and you're unsure what she's going to do. She hugs you and embraces you and apologizes for calling you a psycho all these years, and then calls him to come over to talk to both of you at the same time?
Well, he didn't know that I was there. He didn't know that she knew all this stuff. She just stayed really, really calm, and, you know, it's like, I need you to come over. We need to talk about something about the wedding. And because he was going out with friends after their rehearsal dinner, so she was like, just come over for a few minutes. And so, so then she was like, you're staying because he's going to explain it to you, too.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Okay, so at this point now, how many minutes is it between... This may be the best story of the morning. I thought it was going to be the townhouse story. This may be the best
one.
This
is it.
So how long are we talking about between her making the call and saying, come on over to the house, and him getting there?
Probably like 45 minutes, because he was kind of drunk. So the groomsman who actually called me had to drive him over, and he knew what was going on.
Oh, so the groomsman trapped him.
He's best friends with his girlfriend is my best friend, and we were, like, all, like, mutual friends because of that.
Wow, y'all are all mixed up.
And so it was about 45 minutes, and in that 45 minutes, we traded stories, and, you know, weekends, and he told me he was busy with his family, he was really with her, and weekends that he told her he was, like, busy with work, he was really with me, and then for Thanksgiving, he told her he was going home to be with his family when he really came to dinner with my family and spent the night, and we live within, like, 15 minutes of each other, so, you know, I think he was probably worried that we were going to run into each other because he never wanted to go out to the bars or anything with my high school friends. And so it just everything started to add up, kind of.
So the groomsman is driving him over to see the two of you guys. The groomsman knows what conversation is coming up. Does the groomsman tell the fiance what's happening on that drive over, or does he allow him to walk into that room with no knowledge?
He told me after that, because they passed my neighborhood, and the groom was like, man, I should call her. And he's like, I should call her tonight and see if she wants to hook up one last time before I get married.
No way.
Oh my God. All right, before you talk about the groom walking in the house, so it's the bride, the bride's sister. I take it the bride's parents are there too?
Yeah, the bride's parents are there. And then the bride's mom called his mom as well because she wanted him.
I'm getting sick.
The Burt Show. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.